Usually the way to find humor in a horrific event is to wait a long time. Take the Third Reich. There have been some successful efforts, Hogan's Heroes, The Producers, but they came years after Hitler's fall. Imagine telling some of those jokes about Hitler even as swastikas dominated Berlin. Well, the truth is, that's what happened. A new book explores the history of humor in Germany under Adolf Hitler. The English translation of the German title is Heil Hitler, the Pig is Dead. It's also a documentary film. The author and filmmaker is Rudolf Herzog, and he joins us now from his home in Berlin. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hello there.
And I understand, first of all, the title of your book, that's a joke.
That is correct. It's actually a joke about Hitler and his chauffeur driving across the countryside, and bang, they run into a pig. They run over a pig. The pig is dead, and Hitler says to the chauffeur, we've got to confess this to the farmer, and sends him off to the farmer to apologize, but the man doesn't come back for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. He's away for an hour, comes back totally drunk, and he's got a basket with sausages. It's the middle of the war, and he's got champagne and everything, and Hitler says, well, for God's sakes, what did you tell the farmer? And the chauffeur says, I only said, Heil Hitler, the pig is dead, and then they gave me all these presents.
Which is actually pretty funny, the Nazi regime itself was really been characterized as humorless.
Well, it doesn't mean that the people living under this regime were humorless. There were lots of jokes, many of which... I don't know. I think even a sort of expressed affection for the people in charge. They're only outwardly critical. For instance, there were a lot of jokes about Goering, the second in charge, who was very fat and he had all these medals. And they would say, you know, he had his medals remodeled in rubber, you know, so he wouldn't have to take them off in the bathtub and so on. These kind of jokes, but they're essentially harmless. But humor got quite bleak, got quite hard and dark in the time of the war when the war was coming home to Germany.
And one assumes that Germany's Jews told different jokes than other Germans did.
Absolutely. I think the function of those jokes were to laugh the horror in the face. Some of them are extremely dark. It's really gallows humor, as the British say. I mean, there's, for instance, one very famous Jewish joke, which is particularly dark, about two Jews being executed, and the guard says, you know, you will be shot. And then all of a sudden he says, you will be hung after all. And one Jew says to the other, look, they don't even have bullets anymore. So it's a very, very dark joke, but it's, in a way, there's hope in it. There's no hope for the protagonists of the joke. They will be killed. But there's hope for the Jewish people because the enemy is running out of bullets and Hitler's mad plan is about to fail.
How did you get started investigating humor under Hitler?
Well, in the case of... I started out doing a documentary on the same subject, which actually was on air about 2 weeks ago in Germany with a very, very high audience. And I saw that there was so much material there that I decided to do a book, too. I talked to Auschwitz survivors. I talked to people who are just normal people on the street or soldiers and so on, asked them about the jokes that people told in the bunkers and so forth. And there was a wealth of material, and it was actually... It did very well in Germany. The book was sold out within 4 days, so, you know, that is the situation at the moment.
We're speaking with Rudolf Herzog, a filmmaker and author. His new book is called Heil Hitler, the Pig is Dead. That's the translation into English. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I understand that some of the footage you found is extraordinary, including a man who had trained his chimpanzees to do the Hitler salute.
Well, yes, this is a sideshow performer who was a social democrat. He hated Hitler, and to make fun of him, he trained his chimps to perform the salute. Whenever they saw a uniform, they'd do the salute. But this got him into trouble, and ultimately a law was passed, I think in 1935, saying that when chimps were caught doing the Hitler salute, they would have to be slaughtered on site. You know, if they, on site, they would have to be slaughtered. So it's one of the absurdities that happened.
There were laws, as you mentioned, passed against any criticism of the regime. But as I understand it, there was official humor.
Yes, there was also official humor, pro-Nazi humor. They even one of the absurdities was that there was a book out in 1933, so after Hitler came to power, with anti-Nazi caricatures. But it was actually published by his in Hitler's chief of press, Putzi Hanstengel, and it was a great absurdity, because what he would do, he would, next to each caricature, he would put like a line or two saying why the caricature was wrong, you know, like for instance that Hitler is actually peace-loving and this kind of stuff. So most of these things really backfired, though.
Hmm. And some of the conclusions you reach from examining this humor are a little bit disturbing. One of the things, for example, you say is that the German people, if you just look at the jokes they were telling, were well aware how brutal the regime was.
Well, and they were definitely aware of the camps. You know, there were jokes about the camps and little puns and so on, which are quite difficult to translate, actually. But Dachau, the concentration camp Dachau, which opened in 1933, which was not one of these kind of extermination camps like Auschwitz, but still people were being abducted, they were being killed and tortured there, even in the beginning. And people knew about that. You can, if they tell jokes about it, you can't, like the generation, war generation, afterwards, after the war, said they had no idea what was going on. Well, you know, their jokes tell a different language.
And as you mentioned, the jokes got rather more bitter as the war went on.
Exactly. I mean, when they saw that the war was basically turning sour and the bombing raids were happening, obviously there were very kind of dark, cynical jokes. Also, like jokes wishing death to Hitler. Like, I mean, Hitler, Goering, and Goebbels are on a boat out on sea, and there's a storm, and the boat sinks. Who gets saved? Answer, Germany. So these kind of jokes were quite popular. But in the joke, it's also quite interesting because it's the sea, nature, that actually kills the top brass. It's not a revolution. So there was a sort of fatalistic thing also in the humor, which is quite interesting for the time and what people were thinking.
You've mentioned the reaction to the television program and to the broadcast of your film on television and to the sales of your book, which are going very, very well, as you mentioned. But I wonder, when the producers first came out, Mel Brooks's film, I mean, there was sort of a gasp of shock that you could do jokes about Hitler. A lot of people still question the taste. I wonder, have people asked you questions about that in Germany?
Well, first of all, it was, I was very happy by the reaction. I'm also quietly confident that it will be translated in Germany, in English, even though we don't have a publisher yet. But to answer your question, yeah, the reaction was actually quite positive. Concerning my film, I actually used actors to visualize some of the jokes, and some of the press loved that, and some of them were actually critical about that. And, you know, I defend it. I think I did it in a good way, and I think the people who liked it were right. But it is still of a sensitive issue, and I'm 33, so I'm of a different generation. I think there's a different generation now who have to grapple and come to terms with what happened and what their grandparents did. So, I mean, there's a new way of treating and looking at the Third Reich, and I guess I belong to that sort of generation in a way, and I guess people are accepting the way we're doing it.
Rudolf Herzog, thanks very much for taking the time to be with us this evening.
It's a pleasure.
Rudolf Herzog is a filmmaker and author. His new book and documentary are titled Heil Hitler, The Pig is Dead. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.